I would encourage you to get your Bible out this morning as we study and talk about the Bible itself. Specifically, I want to talk about whether or not the Bible is relevant to our lives today. As we talk about the Bible, talk about the Scriptures, we talk about its inspiration, we talk about its all-sufficiency, we talk about the fact that it is a pattern for us to follow in the church in our lives, but this is an aspect of the study of God's Word, or consideration of God's Word, I believe is very important. And that is realizing whether or not the Bible has any practical, everyday use or value to us. We are living in an age in which there are more copies of the Bible in existence than ever before. I mean, that just has to be the case. They are produced every year. More and more of them are printed. More and more of them come into existence. Now, you can find them in stores, not just in religious bookstores, but you can find them in other stores as well. You can also go on the internet and find just about any translation of the Bible in just about any kind of format that you might want, that you could read it, that you could listen to it, that you could watch it on a DVD. You name it, in Braille, in just about every language that is spoken upon this earth, you can find a copy of God's Word. You can bring it up on your phone. You can bring it up on your device, your tablet, whatever it may be. God's Word is accessible to mankind today. Yet this increase in availability, I don't see that it has sparked an increase in interest in what the Bible has to say. And that truly is unfortunate. I believe we are still living in a day and time in which the Bible is looked upon as a special book. There's still respect that is paid to it, although this is diminishing as time goes on. I believe people still respect the Bible, see that there is something special in the Bible. But I fear that its practical value is not appreciated the way that it was once in this country. For those of you who are younger, you are in the midst, there are other people in this auditorium who, when they went to school, public school, learned how to read by reading the King James Bible in their schools. This generation is leaving us, unfortunately. There was a day and there was a time, even in this country, in this land, where the Bible's practical value was appreciated. But I wonder if it is appreciated still. And I doubt that it is. Seems that more people are interested in what talk shows have to say, and what self-help books have to say, and what bloggers have to post on the internet, than on what the Bible has to say about the questions that we have and the problems that we have to face in day-to-day life. To many people, the Bible is outdated. It may have served a purpose at one time, but that time has long since passed, and now we need something new. We need something improved. We need something different to help us through this time right now. Is this assumption true? I believe I've got it quite accurately. Many people